This is the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M with Moffy for breakfast, and tops today around 26 degrees. 9 days away from the state election. Each day we've been catching up with the candidates that are running in the election, and joining us on the phone this morning is Sally Townley, who's running as an independent. Sally, good morning.
Hey, Moffy. Thanks for having me on.
No worries at all. Now, Sally, obviously the election looming very close. For you, I guess it was probably a late run to join the election race. Tell us and our listeners too what it is that the reason you're standing, essentially.
Well, look, the reason I'm standing, Moffy, is that we've had a very, very long-standing incumbent. And look, you know, Andrew did some good things in his 29 years as our member. But look, the time of the Nationals is really gone. And I actually believe that the whole system of political parties just isn't serving us anymore. When you've got a member who's from a party, their boss is the party, and their boss ought to be the people of Coffs Harbour, and that's what an independent can achieve. We've seen with Greg Piper in Lake Macquarie and the two other independents, Alex Greenwich and Joe McGeer, that that's really working for those communities, and they're having, you know, really direct access. And I think that's what Coffs Harbour deserves.
Is that the main reason you left the Greens?
Look, in a way, I guess it is, because, you know, I don't want that for Coffs. I don't want us to be bound to the mandate of a particular party. I think the community should be setting its own agenda. And to that end, when I'm elected, the first thing that I will be doing is set up regional advisory panels, so a community and cultural advisory panel, an economic development advisory panel, and invite those people, interested stakeholders from the community, and those people will be my advisors, not a party telling me what I must do.
Because obviously one of the big things is, you know, listening to the constituents, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's the way of doing it, setting up these panels and helping me to kind of form my positions on a whole range of issues and not have that dictated down from the top from Sydney.
For you, obviously, being a councillor as well, do you think that's going to have an effect when there is, I guess, from the community, a big thing constantly of people saying, you know, the council's not listening to us? Do you think that's going to have an effect?
Oh, look, I think, you know, something amazing that your listeners might not know about Coffs Harbour is that we are, to my knowledge, the only area in Australia where the local government boundary exactly matches the state government boundary. So there is no overlap. They're an exact match. So it's probably also no secret to your listeners that in the past, the relationship between council and the state member hasn't been great. And, you know, not blaming either one, but they're definitely pulling in different directions and working against each other. So, but I see this as a massive opportunity. If you've got a member who is able to bring the council together with the state government for this exact same area, imagine what we can achieve if we're working together, if we're working in synergy. Imagine the outcomes that we can drive for Coffs Harbour. And that's why I think, you know, I would be, with my experience on council, the perfect person to be able to pull that together.
So when it comes to, obviously, policy and things like that, what is it that you, Sally Townley, stand for?
Well, Moffy, look, I'll be voting issue by issue, but I think, you know, social justice is really important. Obviously, coming from my background as an environmental science, you know, environmental sustainability, I think we are facing a crisis in New South Wales with water shortage, water use, water quality, water licence, water access. I think we need to take a long, hard look at that. We've seen massive impacts out west, but we're seeing our own impacts here in Coffs Harbour, so I'll be doing everything I can to really put the spotlight on enhancing our water quality. Look, there's a whole range of issues, and I invite your listeners to get in touch if they want to talk more.
So when it comes, obviously, preferencing is something that a lot of people are interested in. That's, you know, the different candidates and where their preferences would go. Of obviously, as we've been saying, it's up to the individual on how they vote. But for you, where's your support going?
Look, I believe that I'm the best candidate for the job. Mm-hmm. What I will suggest to people filling out the ballot paper, that obviously, as you say, it's entirely up to the person, and I encourage people to fill out as many boxes as possible. I believe that Tony Judge is the next best candidate after me, and I'd probably put Jonathan Castle as the next best candidate after that.
So you wouldn't go with the other independent after your comments about, you know, the bigger parties?
Oh, look, you know, I think Anne would do a good job, but just in terms of people with experience, you know, with a support base, that's my personal view, is that Tony is the next best candidate, and I would rank Jonathan as the third best candidate. And look, probably Anne after that, Anne Leonard, yes.
Yeah. Well, look, Sally, I look forward to the election. It's, I tell you what, it's getting close now, isn't it?
It's getting close now, Moffy. Still a lot of work to do, but gee, there's really a lot of support out there on the ground. And I think the whole of COFS is excited because we have got a good field of candidates. And this is the first time in as long as anyone can remember that we know there's going to be a new face in there. So that's very exciting.
Exactly. Well, all the best for the election on March 23, Sally, and we'll chat again soon.
Cheers, Moffy. Thanks for that.
Sally Townley, the independent for the upcoming election for the New South Wales elections. March 23 is election day. Early voting, of course, at the Norm Jordan Pavilion. That's happening weekdays from 8 till 6 and on Saturdays as well. This is Triple M.